Immigrant activists, demonstrating outside the White House and engaging in civil disobedience, demanding an end to deportations of the undocumented. Yuritsa is a U.S. citizen who fears for her Mexican-born mother living illegally in the United States and has a message for President Obama.
Stop separating families. If you can somehow keep children and their families together, that would be the best.
Mr. Obama has already promised to act.
I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own. If Congress will not do their job, at least we can do ours.
Such a move will be fiercely opposed by Republicans like Senator Jeff Sessions.
Congress passes law. The president must execute the law. The president is not entitled to make law, to conduct actions contrary to plain law.
Complicating the picture is the arrival of tens of thousands of underage Central Americans entitled to immigration hearings under current U.S. law. The influx has overwhelmed federal facilities and alarmed officials in some states where the children have been placed. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory.
Since the health status of these children is unknown, do they pose a risk to other children in North Carolina? The numbers continue to increase at this rate. It could have a severe impact on the current resources that we have available to take care of North Carolina children.
But Congress adjourned for a five-week recess without boosting federal funds to house and process child migrants or reforming U.S. immigration law. Political analyst Thomas Mann of the Brookings Institution is not surprised.
The default position is nothing emerges from this Congress on any matter of real importance.
Partisan finger-pointing dominates the immigration debate. Republican Senator John Cornyn blames the White House.
But the president has effectively encouraged children and their parents to make this treacherous, life-threatening journey by suggesting that he won't enforce the law.
Democrats decry the Republican-led House's refusal to vote on a comprehensive reform bill that passed the Senate last year. Senator Patrick Leahy.
The Republican leadership is so afraid they might actually have to take a position on immigration. They might have to vote yes or they might have to vote no. It is so much easier not to do anything. Just let it sit there and say, oh, it must be President Obama's fault.
In such a climate, President Obama had little to lose by taking matters into his own hands, according to Thomas Mann.
The politics of it are very straightforward. Nothing President Obama does would assuage the Republican opposition. If he does this, he's going to do it because he believes it's the right thing to do now.
An estimated 11 to 12 million foreigners are living illegally in the United States. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.